welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast. My name is Terry Sudeep, and the opinion of the day is about the sidelining of people with disabilities in India's electoral politics. It's written by Nipun Malhotra, co-founder and CEO of Nipun Foundation, and Sanskriti Bhatia, consultant, Young Leaders for Active Citizenship. A promising young leader was making waves in the political scene of the 1920s in the US. However, despite his undeniable capabilities, he was coerced to conceal the fact that he needed a wheelchair and other assistive devices. Hiding his disability was the only way to make the world focus on his abilities, a price he paid as he moved up the political ladder. Franklin D. Roosevelt went on to become the US president 3 times, the only one to have had more than 2 terms. Back home, India's first parliament elected a young card-carrying lawyer who would dedicate his life to land reform. Sadhan Chandragupta also happened to be the founder of the National Federation of the Blind. He was a blind individual equipped with braille and unwavering determination. Unfortunately, the Sadhan Guptas of the world have been far few and far between. Progress on disability legislation has been even slower. Disability is part of the state list in the Indian Constitution. However, with no major state introducing the legislation, the centre stepped in to bring the Persons with Disabilities Act 1995. Based on India's endorsement of the Proclamation for Disability at the Economic and Social Commission for Asia and Pacific, held in Beijing in December 1992. The 1995 Act only provided lip service to disability rights. It was advisory in nature and recognized only 7 disabilities. This was followed by India's ratification of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD, in 2007, signaling a firm commitment toward concerns of PWDs. To bring India's legislation in line with CRPD, India had to have a decade-long wait before the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act 2016 came to force. Such efforts toward recognition of rights, equal opportunities, and reasonable accommodation across fields bore fruit. India has seen progress in bringing issues related to disabilities to the forefront of national conversations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has often mentioned the community in his Mann Ki Baat radio program. And India even saw the launch of a nationwide Accessible India campaign in 2015. The story of its hits and misses is a tale for another article. Unfortunately, the voices of persons with disabilities remain grossly absent from the political landscape. The Indian Republic still awaits adequate representation of PWDs in parliament and state legislators. Not a single mainstream political party has a disability cell, and the only candidate with a disability across political parties is para-athlete Devendra Jajaria, running on a BJP ticket in Churu, Rajasthan. India's 2.21% population is living with disabilities as per the 2011 census. However, this figure grossly underestimates the true extent of disability prevalent in the country due to outdated counting methodologies. The RPW Act 2016 recognizes 21 disabilities, a substantial increase that remains unaccounted for in the antiquated census data. Additionally, the nature of disability as a horizontal identity, that is, one which can affect anyone, anywhere, as compared to vertical identities that are hereditary and often ghettoized, of caste and religion, makes it challenging to look at as a conventional vote bank. However, what parties do not realize is that PW-friendly policies can attract votes of families of PWDs too. Ask the children of hearing-impaired adults who pick up Indian Sign Language as their mother tongue if they would vote for legal recognition of ISL. Or ask the mother of an autistic child if inclusive education policies would attract her vote. Or whether a sibling of a wheelchair user would vote for a party prioritizing accessibility in public spaces. So many of these unique voices speak out to us, seeking mainstreaming of disability issues via increased political representation of PWDs. It is unfortunate that leaders across political parties have completely ignored disability in their election campaigns and stump speeches. It is essential for proactive initiatives to originate from both within the parties and electoral systems. In the US, both the Democratic and Republican parties have organizations focused on disability issues. Interestingly, the UK runs an elected office fund to financially support disabled elected representatives in meeting expenses. Such innovative models are worth adapting to the Indian context to ensure a level playing field for candidates with disabilities. Simultaneously, it is incumbent upon the entire political apparatus to actively foster and empower aspiring leaders with disabilities. The transformative power of this is best symbolized by Marc Galceran, Spain's first parliamentarian with Down syndrome. Traversing the road to the parliament was not an isolated occurrence for her, but a culmination of years of effort. She has spent over 2 decades as a party worker, spotlighting inclusive policies. India needs to invest in building such an ecosystem which nurtures promising candidates with potential. Only then can we collectively reap the benefits of political leaders with a unique lens and immense capabilities, unhindered by the obstacles placed in their path. Over the years, Nothing About Us, With Us was the clarion call of disability rights movements to seek representation in discourses about disability. However, now is the time for the strong call of Nothing Without Us to be heard. This holds true as varied aspects, from health and public spaces to education and employment, are deeply entrenched in the life of a person with disability. Their political representation will ensure that robust policies are framed with an inherent disability lens and are not left incomplete, with vital issues becoming an afterthought. Our country has witnessed countless accomplished individuals excelling in a wide variety of fields despite their disability. Massachusetts Institute of Technology's first international blind student and successful industrialist Srikanth Bola, on whom a movie starring Rajkumar Rao is set to be released on 10th May. Ira Singhal, who lives with scoliosis, topped the UPSC exams in 2014 and broke the glass ceiling of civil services. Another example is Sara Sunny, a hearing-impaired lawyer who is compelling courts to incorporate sign language as a means of communication. A staggering 88.4 lakh voters with disabilities are going to exercise their democratic rights in the ongoing Lok Sabha election. The Election Commission of India has also introduced an important initiative of enabling home voting for PWDs to make the electoral process more inclusive and accessible. If 2024 will be remembered as a year when people with disabilities voted in India's general election, let's hope that by 2029, political leaders with disabilities leave a mark in the history of our democracy through meaningful parliamentary representation. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to catch our flagship podcast, Cut the Clutter, every weekday with our founder and editor-in-chief, Shekhar Gupta. I'm Therese in Delhi. Follow the print for more such analysis.